Call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, where we're also broadcasting live on the web. So those listening around the world, aloha. And mahalo for tuning in. And I'd like to thank my son Todd and Damien Farias for taking over last Saturday and did a wonderful job. Really appreciate it. Mahalo, Todd. Anyway, since we're rocking and rolling, the oldies, nifties, and sixties Bash is coming back again, October, 14th? Right. It's on October 14th at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom from 5 to midnight. You should register now, folks. Don't wait till the last minute because they're filling up and filling up fast. They're limited. So, if you try to register later, like normal local people do, you're going to be out of luck. Okay? If you want to register online, you can go to niftyoldiesbash.net. That's niftyoldiesbash.net. Or you can call 239-5360 or 834-1256. Okay, so anyway, it's going to be good. You got to register early. Okay, there's articles coming out nationwide about ethanol, E15. That's 15% ethanol. The government and EPA does not recommend it to be run in older cars older than 2001. Folks, this is all BS. Those of you that have been running 2 gallons to a tank of gas in older cars, is there any damage? Does it run better? It does, right? What kind of political BS is this? That really ticks me off. I mean, tell the truth. Why try to rip off the public? These are taxpayers. Without the public, these clowns in office don't get paid. Now, all of you listening, you are the owners of this fine state of Hawaii. Not the government, not the governor, you. You, me, and everybody else. It's about time we take charge. These guys had a free hand too many years. Okay? Now, I've been trying to tell people this and tell people this about our ethanol project. Our ethanol project, if and when we can get it started, from Kauai to the Big Island, will create 4,000 or more new jobs. What's up with that? This is a no-brainer. So why all this BS about, go measure the air quality because that's the law? You know, I'll give you an example, folks. A tsunami is coming and we want to make everybody safe, and they put up all kind of regulations about what we can do to warn the people. A tsunami is on the way and you want us to make a 1-year report on this? Come on. The people have no jobs. The people of Hawaii is having a hard time. Give them some slack. Get them some jobs. They don't need to hear from the governor that you're going to cut their pay, you're going to raise their taxes. Jeez. You know what? Any homeless person on the street can do the same thing. You don't need to be a hippie governor to do this. Yeah, I know Carol Hopkins says, don't badmouth the guy. You know what? I cannot help it. I call a spade a spade. Okay? And those of you for him, fine. Let me hear it. Anyway, next week, Saturday, we have the next ethanol forum at McKinley High School. This is a very, very important forum on fuel. And what we found by doing testing on the gasoline, ethanol, and everything else is a very, very informational forum with demonstrations so you can see with your own eyes what it's all about. This informational forum will be from 2 to 5 at the McKinley High School cafeteria. Okay? Lots of free parking, and this forum is free. Okay? So, I got that out of the way. So, I can't get chewed out for not mentioning it. Now, here's the meat of it. About last week's race on the Big Island. I hope a lot of Big Island people are listening. But folks, give me a call at 808-296-5467. I can't. It just blows my mind away. We're putting up $1,000 for the winner of this jackpot race. The jackpot race is everybody puts in. Each car puts in $25 and they run for the money. There's no yellow lights on the Christmas tree, so it's just green. So you cannot anticipate green coming on. It comes on whenever. The rules is, you cannot be caught speeding after you're on the program. Speeding 20 miles over the speed limit, DUI or on drugs, racing on the streets, and breaking the rules and profanity against racetrack officials. Those are some of the rules. Okay? They don't want it. They don't want it, folks. I mean, the track manager doesn't want it. He didn't advertise it. He didn't push it. He didn't publicize it. Nothing. Okay? This is a wonderful program to curb speeding, racing, and DUI on the road. Money always attracts people. So, we went up there. And just to let you, the listeners, know, only 2 people registered the race because nobody knew about it. What's up with that? And the track manager comes up and says, if we can put down $1,000 for the import race, which is there's no rules on speeding. So I had to tell him, you know, this whole thing about the money is to curb speeding. Slow people down. Why are we putting up money just for nothing? I don't get it. This guy just, I don't know. He just really blew me away. So if anybody can explain to me why this promoter doesn't want to promote safe driving, give me a call. 808-296-5467. Or if you have a question about your car, give me a call. Or you have any comments to make, we'd like to hear it. Okay? Anyway, we had some time to kill on Sunday. So we went over to the Naniloa Hotel to go visit some friends. And then I find out that my friends are no longer there. The hotel got sold. So I met the new manager and the owner and all that. And they gave us a tour of the newly renovated rooms. They're renovating the whole hotel from inside out. Folks, it is gorgeous. You gotta go see it. It is fantastic. Everything is brand new from the floors on up. There's no carpet. It pulled all that out because it's, you know, it's dirty. You don't know if it's clean. And they put tile in. Beautiful tile. Tile floors in a hallway. Tile in the rooms. And everything has changed. Counters, bedding, chairs, you name it. Sinks, tubs, everything. Beautiful. Just beautiful. Gotta go over and check it out.
So is it the entire hotel is made over?
Yep.
Or they're still working on it?
No. They started from the inside and going out. Now they gotta do the outside.
Wow.
It is fantastic. You know, I told Wendell, we should have stayed here. And Wendell agreed because that hotel was just beautiful.
Well, on your next trip.
I don't think so. No. Anyway, you have a trivia for today?
Okay, let's see.
I'll make it a hard one. We want it to go long. The people love to try to figure it out.
I don't know if this is a hard one, but...
Okay.
What was the first automobile to run on the streets of Honolulu?
What was?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, what was? It's a four-wheel vehicle.
What kind of car was it?
What make you mean?
No, what kind of car was it?
Oh, okay. Anyway, octane, your gas octane, folks, is down. I recommend Shell. Shell's the best. Use the premium, and you're going to save gas. Trust me. Go try it. Do the math. The difference between the Shell Premium and the regular 87 is only 20 cents. But the gain you're going to get is far, far more than 20 cents. Trust me. Okay? The other thing that all of you listeners need to do is call the weights and measures guy and tell him to take and check at random the quantity of the gas. It's short, folks. They're ripping us off. And then the state, Weights and Measures, is not checking it for the last, I don't know how many years. They go there and put on the stickers, but they don't check the amount. So we need the people to rally and get something done. Okay? 808-296-5467. If you have the answer to the trivia or whatever question you have about your car. Okay? So, give me a call. Now, registration on your automobile is going up and up, and it's not going to come down. But you know how much it is to register a truck, a full-size truck in Hilo? $79. $79. In Honolulu, it's almost $300 or $300 and something. What makes the mayor and the city council think that by raising the cost of registration, they're going to make more money? Folks, and Mario Yano will testify to this. All they need to do is implement the law. Enforce the law. The law that's on the books today, all unregistered vehicles, every car and vehicle that is not registered, be impounded on the spot, whether it's on the freeway, wherever. There's over 400,000 cars on Oahu unregistered. Okay? So, your car is not registered? Anyway. Just by collecting the tax for all those unregistered cars, you don't have to up the rate to the law-abiding citizens. What's up with this? Tell me, am I crazy? What is wrong with our government? Okay, so, well, I see more and more cars being on the road unregistered. Okay. So, no trivia chancers?
Far. Not so far. Okay. But we'll be right back after this short break with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Car, I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447, and everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and I don't think Rolling Bob's here.
Not. He's playing a gig today. But we have some callers on.
Okay.
We have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, how's it going, George?
Okay, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad.
How's the weather? Questions.
Oh, here it's good. About 30 degrees Celsius.
Really?
So it's roughly about, I'd say, maybe 90 Fahrenheit.
Oh. So,
yeah, it's pretty hot.
Oh, okay.
I have a few questions regarding motor oil.
Mm-hmm.
I know I believe it was last program you had mentioned that oil will evaporate if you use cheap gas.
Like yep.
Oil will...
It'll go past the piston. Because the piston rattles... When you have cheap gas, the piston will rattle and pass oil through and burn it out the tailpipe.
Okay, and that's also bad for the cat, right?
Right. And O2 sensor.
Right, and using shitty gas in general will make it destroy the cat even quicker, right? You don't have to just consume
that's
oil.
That's right.
Okay. Regarding engine oil, now my buddy, he has a Volkswagen 1990 Passat, the V6, and they recommend like a 540 or... thicker, like, you know, even a 1040, 1050.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, he was running 530 mineral before, and he changed his oil, put a 530 synthetic from Pennzoil, the Pennzoil Platinum, and, I mean, he's down to one-third. We put in about 6.5 quarts, and he's down to one-third of oil. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, what happens on that, Christian, is that Pennzoil is not synthetic. They broke it down, thinned it down, thinner than normal, and that's why it's passing oil.
So the Pennzoil Platinum isn't as good as they rave it is?
No.
Wow.
It's no different from the regular. You're wasting money.
Okay, because I did some reading about it, and they said it's good. But it was for my friend. Me, I personally use Amsoil, and I abide by it.
That's it.
But I have it in my transmission, my engine, and there's no problems.
There you go.
But at high RPM, like if I push it to like its limit, I'll consume a bit of oil, but, you know, yeah, within tolerance.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, okay, so you're saying the Pennzoil is, in other words, it's trash, the
yep.
Platinum.
Yep.
So it's just Amsoil and Royal Purple. That's what you...
Yep.
Wow. And what about the Mobile One? You wouldn't go for any of that at all?
Well, Mobile One's okay too, but you got to change it every 3,000 miles.
Right. And that's for going for the synthetic or just the regular?
The synthetic.
Oh, wow.
Or the regular is about the same. So you got no choice but to go with the best, the Amsoil.
Yeah, that's true. One last thing regarding the oil now. He's on a 530 weight. Is it, as he consumes, is it possible to mix a 540 or a thicker oil?
Yeah.
It doesn't do any harm?
No.
So mixing like a half and a half, and because let's say the 530 is going to burn out completely and he's consuming oil. If I keep adding 540, it'll eventually just flush it out with, and it'll be just 540 in the pan, right?
Right. But so you should start off with a heavier oil if that's what you want.
Yeah, I think that's the best bet because it's really, it's consuming more oil than
gas. If you can up the octane on the gas that you're using, then you're not going to use oil.
Oh, for sure. But, you know, I have a hard time convincing people that, you know, there's a difference. But I know there's a difference, but most people, they just go with modern day thinking, you know?
Yeah, cheap.
Cheap, exactly. Save now, pay later, right?
Yeah, I like them. Just send them over to me.
Yeah, by a container.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, George.
Thanks, Richard.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Jerry from Waipio.
Hi, Jerry.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to answer the trivia question.
Okay.
Is it that HP Baldwin's automobile?
H.E. Baldwin?
H.P. H and P as in Papa Baldwin.
Oh.
What kind of car was it?
Is it the Kenny?
Kenny?
Well, I mean, wood electric.
Yeah, that's the answer I'm looking for. Yeah. Wood electric.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, did I win it?
I think you got it.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah, wood electric.
Wow. Fantastic. Hang on and give Wanda your information.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Okay, who's next?
We have Len from Makiki.
Hi, Len.
Oh, shucks. I thought it was the Oldsmobile Electric that they had in the Waikiki Trade Center up on the second floor.
Oh.
Nice little car.
Yeah.
But I guess it was one of the second ones to come around. My call is for the Nanailoa.
Uh-huh.
Hotel.
Yeah.
I was there on the Big Island when the surf opened up, which would have been 1966-67.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a beautiful property. I mean, it sat out there on the peninsula and looked over Hilo Bay and was just a delightful property. Then, of course, it ran down, and as you said, and everyone sort of went kanaloa about it. But I'm glad to hear that they've fixed it up again because
it's
such a beautiful property.
It's beautiful.
Now, I go back to the old Nanailoa. It was a two-story wooden place that had corrugated roof on the roof. And at nighttime when it rained, of course, Hilo rain, it would put you to sleep because the raindrops hitting the corrugated roof and then falling into the Hilo Bay there. Oh, it was delightful to go to sleep at night.
It's beautiful. Now, Wendell Kwan, he goes to sleep with the cookie frog.
Yeah, there you go. You need that extra...
Yeah.
Now, it sounds like you don't want to go back to Hilo because of a bad situation.
No, we're going to go back, but we're not going to go hassle with those racers. The manager.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The manager at the racetrack is, I don't know. I cannot believe it. He wants people, big companies, to put in tens of thousands of dollars for prize money and not have the benefits of safety for the public.
Yeah. And the neighbor islands are more laid back. They don't want to go for Penske. Now here in Honolulu, we want Penske racing, but on the neighbor islands, it's kind of laid back.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be going back, because I think the Big Island, especially the east side, needs people to go over there, see the volcano, and enjoy.
Well, we're working with the city council and the mayor and the unions there about the ethanol project. So, yeah, we will be going back.
Well, then you'll be going to the Nanilua, maybe.
Naturally.
Okay.
Naturally, because we stayed.
Glad to hear that.
We stayed at the Hilo Hawaiian, and I tell you, my friend.
No, I know what the
options were. No comparison.
And I was the same too for many years there. But now that I hear that you say it's fixed up, then I think
more people
should go. Oh, it's
beautiful. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Steve from Ever Beach.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, George. I have a 96 Ford Escort, and I'm going to replace my strut. I recall you saying before that when you replace your struts and shocks, you should replace the, what do you call it, the mounts or bushings or something?
The upper mount, yes. Mounting. The mounting pad.
Oh, is that, what's that, rubber or what?
Yeah, it's rubber.
Okay, and do they come with the struts or do
no.
I have to order separately?
It's separate.
Oh, so, and can I order that from any parts place or?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But you got to be careful and look and make sure that it's made in the USA or if it's a Japanese car made in Japan.
Oh, okay, okay.
So majority of them out there is from China.
Yeah, I noticed in a lot of other things too.
Yeah, I don't recommend China.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to go to Walmart or anything like that. But, all right, thanks, George.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, 808-296-5467 is the number, folks. And give me a call before we go off the air. A lot of people want to call in last minute. Well, anyway, like the thing about registering for the Nifty 50s bash, people wait for the last minute and get very, very disappointed that they can't get in. So, anyway, the rail. So much talk about the rail. I don't know how you feel, folks, but please, what do you think? Is it worth the unsightly scene of that rail going across the skyline in Honolulu? I mean, Honolulu looks bad enough with the high-rises. You don't have to add the rail to it, too. Come on, folks. Is this Disneyland? The last I looked, it says Hawaii. Not Disneyland. And can we afford it? Can we afford the maintenance? Did they say how much the maintenance is going to cost? Come on, let's get all the facts on the table, not deal under the table. We can't keep up the maintenance on the bus. How in the world are we going to maintain this rail? Come on. Somebody out there, give me the magic answer. You know? I don't know this place. 808-296-5467 is the number. Give me a call. The other thing is electric cars. You think electric cars is green? How are you going to get electricity, folks? From Heavenly Father and Jesus? You're going to say, here, my children, I'm giving you electricity. It don't happen that way. It's come from oil. Oh, hello. How can electric be green if we're using oil? Oh, boy. I don't know. Come to the forum at McKinley High School on July 9th at 2 o'clock, 2 to 9, and learn about ethanol. Ethanol is green. Okay? It's truly green. And all the propaganda you hear about ethanol and water and all that, we'll explain everything at the forum. Okay? Tire pressure. You should put your tire pressure at whatever the max pressure is listed on the side of your tire. And this way you save on gasoline. So you taxi drivers, you want to save gas? Check your tire pressure. Not using the 87 octane. Okay? Okay, who's on the line?
We have Rich from Waipahu.
Hi, Rich.
Okay, got a question for you, and I've called before. I got a 88 Monte Carlo.
Good call.
Yeah. I put in a new motor, a 350, put in new transmission, 700, and then I just put in new exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
What would you, and I'm not here to try and fool you or anything, but what would you think my average gas mileage should be? And I didn't put aluminum heads on that motor, but...
Well, what kind of intake you have on there?
Oh, shoot, hold on, I gotta get the paperwork. Oh, wait, I don't have it now.
What about the exhaust?
I put in a Flowmaster's 40s, and it's dual exhaust.
What exhaust manifold?
The Hedman's. Excuse me, not the Hedman's. What's the other brand?
Edelbrock?
No.
Hooker?
Hooker, thank you.
Okay.
And, it's nothing totally souped up yet or anything like that, but,
okay.
I mean...
What kind of 350 motor? There's so many of them.
Yeah, I took it to them, it's a regular stock Chevy motor that I took to a machine shop to have it bored out and everything, but...
What's the compression on it?
10:1, I think.
Okay.
This was about 5 years ago. The motor is 5 years now.
What kind of camshaft?
That's just a standard stock one. That's more paperwork that I got to dig up for you.
Well, on the average, it's about 15 miles a gallon.
Okay, that's my good. That's what, ever since I put in the exhaust, that's exactly what I've done two tankfuls, and that's about what I'm averaging. Now, my question to you, if I try your ethanol, whoa. I mean, I know I can't hold you. I won't hold you to it, but what do you think? Would there be a grade increase? Or?
Okay, ethanol does give you an increase on an open road.
Right, yeah, exactly. I understand
far,
that.
Far, far better than, gasoline.
Right.
Okay, but in traffic, you don't measure gas mileage because gas mileage means moving.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you will get an increase.
Okay.
But most of all, you're going to love the power.
Okay.
Well, amazing.
But isn't the performance of the car going to be way, way better too?
Yeah, that's what I said. The power is unbelievable.
I've even tried, I did the mothball trick to you, and I do notice an increase in the octane. I mean, I just feel it,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But just curious now. You got this week. I'm taking time off, so do you guys have it?
Oh yeah.
Available.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try and stop by and wait. I think I should have it like 3/4 full, and then.
Yep, you got it.
All right, I'll be by then.
Are you using Shell Premium?
Between Shell and Testoro, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
See you soon, then.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Aloha. Okay.
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, George. Well, I got three things. The first one, if Wanda could explain more of that wood brick car, and she can explain it after I hang up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But curious, what is wood electric? My second thing is that, you know, just listening to the previous call about the mothballs, so that doesn't affect the catalytic converter?
No.
Okay, that's good. And then the question that I really called about was, a couple weeks ago you said you were going to Hilo for the jackpot racing, so, and I heard earlier you're having problems, so what happened, or...
Well, the track manager is against jackpot racing because of the rules in there about if you're caught speeding 20 miles over the speed limit, you're not able to race again in that jackpot. If you're caught for DUI on the road, you're not able to race for the jackpot. If you're caught racing on the road, you're not able to race for the jackpot again. And he believes that everybody should be given the second and third chance. Well, my answer to him was, if you kill somebody, do they have a second chance to come back? No.
Okay. Now, who is this manager? Is he hired by the state or the the county, or how did he become God over there?
Well, he's voted in by the club.
Oh, so he's the club. The club runs the stuff.
Yeah.
And he's voted in.
Yeah. So I say it's up to them. They don't want the money, fine. You know, we have a dedicated sponsor that already dedicated that if the track was successful with this type of racing, with the rules and everything was put in place the right way, the last race would have $10,000.
Oh, I see. So it's just like a season-ending kind of thing.
But you got to go by the rules. And that's the reason why they're offering the jackpot.
Right.
You know, you don't get money for nothing, you know.
Yeah. Well, I would think that, you know, the county and with the police, that they would be behind something like that.
They are. You know, they love it.
And isn't that track run, actually, I mean, the county owns the track?
Yes.
And so the manager is just, I mean, like you said, if he's just voted by the club, they should vote him out.
That's what I say.
Anyway, okay, so that explains everything, because, you know, I was curious about that, because I heard you previous programs promoting the jackpot racing on the Big Island, and I wondered what happened with the Big Island thing.
Yes, too bad.
So are you going to try go to Maui with
that
thing?
Yes, we're going Maui.
And are you guys racing the junior dragsters on the Big Island? Were you guys on the Big Island?
The junior dragsters don't go to Big Island anymore, because their program on the Big Island for the junior dragsters is also messed up.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
because, you know, I've been going to Maui to, you know, watch the racing and go racing, get my racing fix.
Too bad we don't have our own here, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I'm at the point where I think I'm going to, I hate to say it, but I've never illegally raced, but I'm thinking about it. I'm seriously thinking about it.
I know.
Like, how long can you wait? You know what I mean?
Well, we're working on it, and if we can get this ethanol project done, in the project plan, there is provisions of building a racetrack on Oahu, but it's going to be called a research development track, but on the weekends be used for racing.
Because I don't see how, you know, they have the, like, Kalaeloa, the, you know, the old Bobbers Point area.
That one is so old. Bogus that.
You know, that's there, and I don't see why we can't use it temporarily until something's made.
Liability.
You know, it's always, but they could let the guy run his truck with that airplane landing on the truck. You see that on the news?
Yeah.
So they can do nonsense like that, but we can't run a, you know, drag.
Yeah, it's because of insurance. NHRA and IHRA will not insure a track like that.
But, you know, they should look. That's where the route started at.
No, they cannot. Because if somebody gets hurt, NHRA will get sued up the yin-yang. Okay?
Well, anyway.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Aloha.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob.
George, can you help me and the listeners out there understand something?
What's that?
About ethanol. This is separate from what you're trying to do with it. The federal government has taken away the tax credits from the people in the mainland, all those corn growers that are producing the ethanol, and then selling it to the oil companies that are putting it into the gas, mandated by law, George, right?
Yes, but they don't, they're not selling it to the oil companies.
Okay, good. Now, my question, George, is what do you think, will ethanol go away as far as when we go to the pumps to buy gas?
It possibly will.
Yeah, I know, George. I know this. I'm just so curious because
the government is trying to kill ethanol.
Yes, exactly. Good.
And that's not a good sign.
I think that if they do that, that's true. That's not good. What I do like though is that if you can still bring in ethanol, we can get it from you.
Yeah, I still can bring it in, but it's what I'm telling the investors, and I'm meeting with several investors now for Hawaii, that it's not so much the tax credit, but look at the benefits, the quality jobs that's going to create over 4,000 new jobs for the people. Look at how much help we're giving the state of Hawaii. Not only in fuel, but in jobs. And if, that's a big if the day comes when there is no more oil in the world, Hawaii still can sustain. Because Hawaii right now is 100% dependent on oil. And 90% of our food is brought in. If there is no oil, we're not going to have food, we're not going to have water, we don't have no electricity, we will die. But if we have ethanol, we can go get our own food, we can make water come out of the ground with the and make electricity with ethanol.
George, has Governor Abercrombie been open and
no
willing to no?
Nope. He's on the oil company side.
I mean, oh my goodness. Well, I'm glad I didn't vote for him.
No lie.
Thank you.
Okay. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have John from downtown.
Hey, John. Hello? What happened? John, you there?
Hey, hey, how's it? How you been?
Sorry.
Hey, you were talking about the rail again. Good. You know, we just got about, what, how much was it, $28 million from the federal government the other day?
Yeah.
And Carlisle gets on the TV and starts saying, oh, yeah, you see, we're getting the money now, and it's a done deal and all this kind of, you know, BS. Let me tell you something. All your listeners should go to this website. Did you ever go to a website called endofamerica66.com? Did you ever hear of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if some of you didn't hear about it, it's called the endofamerica66.com. How the federal government is almost broke. And at this moment, too, we got $20 billion earmarked to be spent on, not earmarked, but there's $20 billion of repairs to be done on rails in the United States right now, this year alone, okay? And that's for the real major hubs. Before they even think about giving money to other states to build a rail, they're not going to do it. I'm telling you, I'm telling the people, they ain't going to do it. We ain't got the money, and whatever money they do have for rail is going to be used to fix up all the rails in Chicago and places like that.
That's right.
So that's a lot of BS that they're pulling, and we wait till the plug is pulled, and all of a sudden we're not going to get that $1.5 billion, and Carlisle is going to change his tune and start raising all the other taxes. Mm-hmm. And guess what? You know, we got to pay so much for golf and all this stuff just for this rail. Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
That's why people should listen up and go down there and make a big hassle with these guys, because all of our rates are going up, mostly because of that rail.
That's right. That's why I stated. That's why I stated at the beginning of the show.
Yep.
Even any homeless person can do the same thing that he's doing.
Yep.
It's a no-brainer. I mean, you need brains to be a good leader.
Right.
Okay. And Abercrombie is cutting everybody's pay by 5%.
Uh-huh.
My question is, folks, and you tell everybody, ask him, did he cut his pay and benefits?
Oh, right on, man.
Okay?
Yep. All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, George.
Okay.
Take care.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Tim from Ava Beach.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, George. My neighbor has a 1996 Honda Accord automatic transmission, and he said when he drained the oil from the transmission, his digital speedometer didn't work, and the oil that he put in was a generic industrial type of oil. I forget the name, but it's not regular oil.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any solution to why the digital computer did not work?
How did he drain the oil?
I guess just from a plug.
Well, draining from the plug has nothing to do with that speedometer. If he had taken off the pan and accidentally knocked on the sensor, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll go ask him, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not unless he disconnected a wire or something
that's
going through the transmission.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you this last week, but you're in Gila, so. I'll go find out some.
Okay.
Okay, John.
Thanks. Okay, who's next?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Steve.
It's Ski. I've called you before. SKI, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Couple things. You were in Hilo, you said, right?
Right.
Is the Orchid Isle still there?
The Orchid Isle?
Hotel.
Oh, I don't know. We only went to the Hilo Hawaiian, and I'm sorry I did.
Well, that was one of the older hotels on the beach and the bay and what have you.
Yeah, I think they're all there.
Okay, yeah. It was great because that's the only hotel I've ever come across where you get up in the morning and you got a little coffee pot there. You put your coffee in the hot water and you take your shower and you come out, shave, and you got coffee.
Yeah,
but anyway, I remember that.
Nanaloa has that too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
They probably stole it from the Orchid Isle. They had the talking tikis.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason I called, I've been filling up with Testosterone, and the last time I filled up, I did slow down the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I've got just under a half a tank left in almost 200 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I do nothing but, you know, in Waikai driving or very little.
Unbelievable, yeah.
You know, I mentioned to this, my mechanic, who's I've dealt with since in the 60s. You probably know him, but I won't mention his name. And I was talking about your program at McKinley, and he's pushing it because he's trying to make money. And
you know, that's the mentality of most of the people in Hawaii, and that's really sad.
You know, well, the first thing I told him is, you know, profit is not a dirty word.
That's really sad that people think that.
Yeah, okay,
now,
but I
if
just,
he would think, would he put his money and help people?
I don't know. I mean, he's always helped me. He's done well by me.
Would he put out thousands of his own money to do a show?
Oh.
I don't think so.
No, I don't know. He's a mechanic. But I just wanted to let you know about that. And well,
thank you.
Let's see how far more I can get without dropping by your place and putting in 2 gallons of ethanol.
All right.
Okay, you take care, Judge.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, well, we're rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Damien Farias. He can explain more about the wood electric. It's a wooden car run on electricity.
Hey, Damien.
Hi, George. Yeah, I had bought that thing up. I mentioned it at your show last week. What it is, in 1999, we celebrated in Hawaii the 100th year of the automobile. And I was the convention chair, and the convention was on Maui. So I did some research in the World Almanac of Automobiles, which is a very pricey book. It's over 1,000 pages. And I found the car in there. It was manufactured in Michigan. They made less than 10 of them. I've got a picture of it. I'll bring it by your shop sometime next week with a picture and a little write-up on it.
Okay.
But what it is, actually, if you see the picture, it looks like they took a stagecoach
okay.
and put an engine, some electrical devices in it. And people sat up front. There was no horses in the front. And this was the first automobile to run in the U.S. And Baldwin from Maui, part of the A&B and, you know, the rich family,
mm-hmm.
ordered one through Honolulu Iron Works in Honolulu, which was also owned by the family. A lot of people don't know that they owned Honolulu Iron Works when it first started in Honolulu, down mm-hmm. by the waterfront. But anyway, that was the first car. And I'll get you more information on it. But if people are wondering what it's like, it was, like I said, like a stagecoach that was powered by an electric motor. But I'll get you the information next week, and you can talk about more on the show if that gentleman is really interested in knowing
okay.
what it was. Okay?
Thanks a lot.
All right, George.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Roland from Waikiki.
Hi, Roland. Hello, Roland.
Did yes, he's not him? There.
Yeah.
We have Lawrence from Kaneohe.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, George. Good to have you back. Enjoyed your show last week.
Thank you.
I know what you're going to tell me, but I just want to make sure. The best octane booster out today is your ethanol, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I was in Checkers, and I know you're going to laugh at me, but mine is octane booster, and what caught my eye, it says it's made with jet fuel. And now, I didn't notice any performance on the thing. It says here, it's a 6.5, and it chews up to 29 gallons. But when I got home, I looked at it. It says, use regular gas when using this product. What the hell is that? You know.
Yeah.
So it's just snake oil. I'm wasting my money, right?
That's right.
Yeah. You know, I want to tell people out there in radio land, George is not pimmy, but the Shell V-Power, I put in my weed whacker. Before my weed whacker, it was hard to start regular. I put that thing in, you know, choke it, full time, pull it. She starts up. And then I put it in my Honda generator. I choke it, 3-4 pulls, it starts up. So that's got to tell you something.
It's good.
You know, because before, you know, I have a 86 Chevy, and then I used to use the regular, and the thing would knock. Now, mm-hmm. you know, like you said, spend the extra because...
it's worth it.
Yeah, I got 324,000 miles on it. And I brought it in many years for you to... change the trans oil, and it's still going. It burns oil, but it's still going. So anything that's that in the market that claims to be octane booster is really
junk.
What it is, solvent or
solvent?
Yeah. Okay. Well, like I said, a jet fuel. Notice, but JP4, whatever, it's supposed to be high octane.
No.
Nothing.
JP4 is diesel.
Diesel. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, George.
Thanks. Okay. Aloha.
Okay, we have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, George. I got a question. Concerning Donna Kim, is she on board with the ethanol and everything?
Yes, she is.
Is she going to get other politicians to join her, you think?
Yeah, she's the best one helping us push this now.
And will she be at the July 9th?
I don't know. She should be.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, anyway, George, you have a good, safe 4th of July.
You too.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Okay, real fast, we got Roland from Waikiki.
Hi, Roland.
Hey, George. First time listener, and this is my first time to call. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
You know what? I have a 1992 Eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what oil should I use, the thickness? Should it be like a
1030.
1030 is the best?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and then just chase them every 3,000 miles?
Yep.
Okay, thanks a lot, buddy.
Okay.
I appreciate your show, man. I just tuned in.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, it's time to go. I'd like to wish each and every one of you a happy 4th of July and be safe. 4th of July is celebrating all of the soldiers that gave us freedom, folks. Freedom wasn't free. They paid with their lives. So celebrate it the right way. Celebrating those young boys that gave their lives for America. So take care of each other, drive carefully, and see you next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.